Ready to order?
Do you have anything that's really special?
Not according to my high school guidance counselor.
I'll have the veggie plate, but instead of beets, I want kale. And instead of broccoli, more kale. I want the veggies steamed, and instead of dressing, I want lemons. Don't you need to write this down?
I'm afraid if I start writing that down, it'll turn into a suicide note. I'm assuming this table's gonna have a lot more of those requests.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I could tell by the hats. Earl, I have something new I want you to try.
That's the exact same sentence that got me hooked on cocaine in the 80s.
It's my new cupcake flavor. Delicious dark chocolate the ladies can't help but love. I'm calling it the Earl.
I know you got that right.
I'm here. I was running late, so I decided to hail a cab, and then I remembered I didn't have any money on me. And then I remembered I didn't have any money at all, so I walked the whole way here.
The apartment's 3 blocks away.
Yes, I know. 3 blocks and 15 Hola Chicas away.
Well, you can't be late again. I'm already worried about me being late. Every month.
On my way here, a homeless man asked me for money, and I told him that I usually always give, but that my father was indicted in a Ponzi scandal, and I've lost my family fortune in my Manhattan townhouse, so I've been sleeping on a couch in Brooklyn. But in spite of it all, I'm still optimistic that you and I will achieve success in our exciting new cupcake business venture. And look what he gave me.
You took money from a homeless man?
I prefer to think of Bob near the bridge as our first investor.
Pick up, special sandwich. I can think of even more special sandwich. You, me, and a hot blonde giraffe.
Well, she recently lost her dignity, so you might have a shot.
Hello today. I have name tag for you. Only your second day, and look, name tag already. As new owner, I am killing it.
Thank you. Oh, it says Carolyn. It's Caroline. With an E, I'm Caroline.
As new owner, I am sucking it.
Just put it on. You can't tell an Asian he made a mistake. He'll go in the back and throw himself on a sword.
Thank you, Mr. Lee.
You may call me Han. H-A-N. No trap in my name.
I'm thinking we should take the first step in our new cupcake business by writing Max's Homemade Cupcakes up on the specials board.
No, I can't have my name up there. Everyone I owe money to thinks I live in Seattle.
We used to own Seattle. Max, we've got to get the name out there. Create a buzz.
Ooh, good idea. Let's create a buzz.
Exactly, in order to launch
our new... I'm mocking you. When in doubt, I am always mocking you.
Seriously, Max, this new cupcake business is our lifeline, a way out for both of us. And I want to thank you again for letting me move in. If there's anything I can do to help you...
You mean besides starting to wait on tables?
I meant anything I can do to help you through your breakup with Robbie.
Oh. Thanks, but I'm fine. And we're working. Well, one of us is.
Are you sure you're fine? Because I heard you crying last night.
I don't cry. I sold my tear ducts to an organ bank for cash 2 years ago.
I was on the couch and I heard you crying alone in your bedroom.
Really? What did the crying sound like?
Like...
I wasn't crying.
Well, then what were you
Oh!
So, none of my business.
That's right. And remember that.
Got it.
In fact, let's just say that anything having to do with my bedroom, my tables, or my life, you should stay away from.
Boundaries. Got it.
And... please don't tell anyone at work I let you move into my apartment. That is one boundary we both don't want crossed.
Why?
Hey, roomies.
That's why. Hope those sheets are okay.
Oh, don't worry about it. I know they're the best you could afford.
Not really. The good ones are on my bed.
Max, that oven is so hot. Could you do me a favor and open the back door?
We've known each other 2 days and you're already asking for back door? Get out of here! I forgot you're a equestrian Barbie, you came with a horse. No! Out, horse! Bad! Bad horse! Chestnut! No need to yell, he's a champion.
Champion stink bomb. Smelling pretty ripe out in that yard.
That's not Chestnut, that's Brooklyn.
Okay, well, I'm watching the champion drop some steaming hot Brooklyn right now.
Max, I've been thinking about how you completely overreacted to your name up on the specials board. Do you think it's a fear of success?
I am too poor to have a fear of success.
At Wharton Business School, we learned that every new venture can bring up a certain amount of fear.
Is there any way to do a Yelp review of Wharton Business School?
Maybe you're having a hard time imagining this cupcake business could ever even happen because nobody ever believed in you or your dreams. I'm guessing. I can make this happen, Max. For me, for you, for us. Just keep making those amazing cupcakes and I'll do the rest till you believe.
I believe everything you just said and that children are the future.
It's me!
I know it's you.
You sleep with a knife under your pillow?
It's the only home security system I can afford. And I'm a cutter.
I can't sleep on that couch. I think IKEA might be the Scandinavian word for sciatica. And there's weird sounds in the street, and I don't have my white noise machine.
Well, that's Puerto Rican noise. You'll get used to it.
Can't I just lay down here and get a little sleep?
I don't even let the men I sleep with sleep with me.
I can't get into your issues right now. I just need to sleep.
Fine, get in then.
What is that?
Potato chips I sleep eat.
Cool Ranch and bacon?
Dude, they're delicious.
Because of your breakup with Robbie.
Just get in! I have to be in the city to babysit in 5 hours. Oh, great. You're like a nightlight. You're so blonde.
Thank you. Max, someone's in the living room. Max, someone's in the bedroom.
Robbie!
What's up, babe?
Robbie, what are you doing here? We broke up.
Still?
Yes, still. You hit on me, and then she caught you with someone else in these very sheets, which I'm hoping she washed.
Oh, I get it. You blew me off because you like the ladies, which is cool. I like the ladies, too. And right now, I see two ladies I like.
Robbie, if I were going to go lesbian, she would be the last les I'd be in.
Listen, babe.
You really hurt her.
Stop.
She sleep eats trans fats thanks to you.
Here, stuff all of these in your mouth.
Got it, your thing. I'll be quiet.
Robbie, This isn't cool at all.
Mm-mm.
Showing up here after what you did?
You go, girl.
I have something to say to you, and you had better listen. What are you, the relationship ghost? Robbie, just go. I can't say what I need to in front of the relationship ghost. I'll call you to come get your stuff and we can talk then. Leave the key.
Straight up, Max, you're breaking my heart. You're the only woman that I feel this way about. Here. Ladies, I don't know what's going on here, but it would have been a lot sexier if I was in it.
Are you okay? If you want to talk, I'm here. Can I get a hit off that? You think these are good? God, we're poor. Morning! It's a beautiful day. These shades belong down. From now on, think of me as a vampire without all the annoying marketing.
Bad news. A pipe broke in the street, so the water's off. Good news. When I went out to get us two coffees, I spoke to Juan and Javier, two city workers, and they assured me the water will be on no later than 3. I also stopped at the health food store and got us a fresh squeezed juice to split. It's ginger apple strawberry.
That was the name of the hooker who had this apartment before me. What is this?
From me. Says thanks for letting me sleep in your bed last night.
I prefer my usual cash on the bedside table.
When I went to the cute coffee place, I spoke to the counter girl, Nabulanji.
What? If someone named Nabulanji is making an appearance in the first sentence, I have to sit down.
And she said her manager will be in at 11. So I thought I'd Chanel it up, walk on over there, introduce myself and your fabulous cupcakes.
That's exactly what I was gonna do.
I'm just gonna go say goodbye to Chestnut and get going. You know, having only one cute outfit takes hours off getting dressed. Oh, that is a lot of fresh Brooklyn. Morning, Chestnut. It's a beautiful...
No way.
Look, Chanel number 2.
Tell me it's mud. Tell me it's mud.
It's mud?
What is that? A carrot? There's carrots in the mud. There's no water. Get it off me, please. Please do something. Get it off me. Get it off me. Stop. This is dry clean only. Max, please. Please take me somewhere. They have a hot shower. I beg of you.
Calm down. It's just mud.
Max, please. For taking me to shower at your babysitting job.
Well, I didn't have much of a choice. You pulled the pillow knife on me.
I'll just introduce myself to your boss and tell her what happened.
Look, I don't want Peach to know you were here. This is a job, not a meet and greet.
Got it.
You get in there, you take a 5-minute shower, clean it up, and go.
Fine, I'll hide in the hallway till she's gone.
No need, just follow me in. She never really looks at me. Morning.
Hi, Max.
Go, 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 down the hall. Hey, Peach, hair and makeup. What's the big occasion?
Pilates. Max, good news.
They found a way to make diamonds more sparkly?
I got Brad and Angelina a play date with another set of twins in the building. It starts in 5 minutes.
Cool, what are their names?
6B. Bye-bye, Brangelina. Mommy loves you. Guys? Before you leave, stop at this one. Angelina could use a little help. Contour that neck. She's a fatty.
Peach, come on. That's baby fat.
Still, kids can be cruel.
Don't you listen to your mommy, Angelina. She never eats. Oh, no, she doesn't.
Here it is. Caroline with an E. I have your new and correct name tag.
Oh, thank you, Han.
Oh, I see something I should not have. I will just put correct name tag here on counter. So sorry, but many thank yous.
What are you doing?
I know you said you don't want it up there, but now that you see it, how does it feel?
It feels like you're not listening to me at this job or at my other job. I said a 5-minute shower and get out. Did you take a nap at Peach's?
The thread count was calling to me.
Peach found blonde hairs in her bed and thought her husband was cheating on her. Which he is, but that's not the point. You almost ruined a perfectly happy fake marriage and there are innocent children involved.
Well, I have some good news.
Look,
it's Nabulanji. I invited her in to taste your amazing cupcakes. And when she loves them, we'll have an in at her bakery. Come over and say hello.
No, I can't now. I want to call Robbie before we get too busy. Tell him I'm going to come over and get his stuff.
Oh, Max, wait.
Don't distract me. I want to sound cool and hot and all that. You can't have me anymore, sucker.
Max.
Robbie, it's me.
classy burp on your outgoing message.
Max,
I need you to come get your stuff tomorrow. I don't know how you've been surviving without your chin-up bar and Axe body spray.
Max, hang up. I already called him.
You called Robbie?
You've done so much for me, I wanted to do something for you, too. So I called Robbie, and I had him come over, and I gave him his stuff. Now you won't have to go through with all that mess. And I think you'd be pleased. I really let him have it.
What is with you and boundaries? You're in my bed, you're in my boss's bed, and now you go and call Robbie? You're like your big-ass horse, charging it everywhere you don't belong.
I thought I was doing you a favor. In spite of what you say about the sounds I heard coming from your bedroom the other night, I know you're upset.
I was masturbating.
I love my job.
I need to see you outside now. Don't get involved with her. She takes money from the homeless.
Not true. Bob's an investor. Be right back. Good cupcake, right? How smart that was, blowing by our only potential business contact.
You stole my breakup scene. The only remotely good thing about breaking up with a guy is telling him how much better you are than him when you give him back his stuff. I don't know if you noticed, but my entertainment budget is pretty low, and I was really looking forward to that. And then you went and stole it. But I guess you couldn't help it, because that's what you Channings do. You steal things.
Huh. Interesting. Okay. You wanted a breakup scene? You're in one. I'm breaking up with you.
Oh, okay.
The cupcake business is over. The dream is dead.
Oh, I'm sure Nabulandi will be devastated.
I don't need you or your cupcakes to survive. I'll figure something else out, because aside from your constant warden put-downs, I'm a business genius, and I will always land on my feet.
Oh, really? Because today you kind of landed on your front.
We're done. After work tonight, I'll get my things and be gone.
Ooh, you gonna load up your dream-filled wheelie bag and ride away on Sir Mudsalot?
Go ahead. Be as negative as you want, because you're in charge of your own future again.
Oh, joke's on you. I don't have a future.
Max, are you up?
No.
Are you mad?
Yes.
Are you up and mad?
No and yes.
Oh, your bed's so soft.
That's my boob.
I know I moved out, but I came back. I took the rest of our dead dream money and bought some cocktails for myself and some people and myself.
Did you bring me back any of those? Because I can't listen to this sober.
Max, I have nothing. I really need the cupcake business. I can be different.
No, you can't.
No, I can't. But I can be better. Please, please, let's do this. I know you have a fair success. You do, because no one ever believed in your dreams. I believe in your dreams. We have a dream.
God, you are so drunk. So you probably won't even remember this. I'm sorry I said that stuff about your father. Did you hear me?
Max, are you up? Hey, do you have any more of those poor people chips?
What's up, Hangover 3?
Why are these up? I thought we were vampires.
Here, I took the rest of last night's cupcake money and brought you a coffee and a fresh juice. Which means that after 2 days in business, we are $23 down from where we were.
So we're still building our cupcake business?
Sure. All we need is how much?
$250,000.
Which is awesome.
Max, I'm sorry I crossed all those boundaries.
It's cool. Me and drunk Caroline worked it all out. In fact, she signed this paper.
I, drunk Caroline, am a
What's that word?
Punk ass hoe.
Thanks. I, Drunk Caroline, am a punk ass hoe. I promise to keep my big mouth shut and replace all of Max's poor people chips. I will no longer meddle in her relation chips.
You laughed about that until you threw up. Oh, and if you're wondering, no, the puke stains will not void this contract.
God! I forgot again that we have a horse.
Max, get him out of here. He doesn't know I'm a waitress.
Chestnut. He is a champion. He learned that a lot faster than you did.